Taking these first few moments of the sitting, to fully register the points of contact that the buttocks is making with the cushion or chair or bench. Resting completely into those points of contact. The sense of weight or pressure. Allowing the clarity and distinctiveness of those sensations to reveal itself. Letting the whole body-mind process relax and settle itself around those points of contact. When the brain itself has an opportunity to relax, then thoughts themselves often dissipate or slow down or simply go away. There's absolutely no point in trying not to think. It would be like trying not to breathe. And yet resting into those points of contact can simplify, clarify, and ease any sense of struggle. At any point where there's any sense of struggle with anything, then there is some measure, you could say, of non-acceptance present. Anytime there's a reaching towards or pulling back from, there is some measure of non-acceptance. And the freedom of the multiplicity of body-mind expression, non-acceptance may at times arise. When it is seen for what it is, it simply joins the stream of unfettered existence. Unencumbered flow. For that reason, there's nothing in any way wrong with struggle or non-acceptance. And yet settling deeply into the points of contact, the buttocks on the cushion, chair, or bench. May suddenly or apparently gradually dissipate mental, emotional, physical struggle. Resting into the buttocks. And as and when anything else arises, simply noticing and returning to the buttocks. Let it be very clear that the body is sitting down. Beginning to feel the breathing with that same care and interest. And again, noticing that what we call the breath is experientially simply sensations. Sensations of expansion on the in-breath and contraction on the out-breath. Feel how the breath knows fully how to regulate itself. non-separation. Appears when it's clear that the breath is breathing itself. There's no one who is breathing the breath. It is breathing itself. There is no I or me who is breathing. Again, as the breath, as the discovery of the natural breath, the breath that breathes itself, as this appears, so too naturally sensations in other parts of the body appear. As these sensations of body appear, it can be discovered that no one is making these happen. They're happening all on their own, freely and spontaneously. In the original nature of breathing, in the original nature of body sensations, in that same spontaneous way, sounds appear. In this hall, sounds of a building, sounds that are perceived outside this hall. Letting the ear doors fully open into sounds. sounds appearing, changing and disappearing. They appear spontaneously. They change. And they disappear. Just like breath and bodily sensations. Hearing consciousness is simply bare noticing. Listening is when the mind takes interest in what is being heard. From listening, at times, thoughts arise about what is being listened to. These things can seemingly happen very quickly or more slowly. Allowing the ear doors to fully open. So the unfolding world of sounds can occur. Sensations of breathing, sensations of body, sounds as vibration in space, appearing naturally and spontaneously, and ever new and different. And yet manifesting the fundamental nature of transformation. And the opening into the nature of what we are, again, quite naturally and spontaneously, different kinds of thoughts, mental activity may arise. Words, sentences, mental pictures, remembrances, plans and fantasies. The nature of mind, ever creative and spontaneously unfolding as thoughts, mental images, they appear out of nowhere, unfold and disappear into nowhere. Beginning to notice how thoughts and pictures, mental images, are thinking or forming themselves. And then dissolving all by themselves. Sensations of breathing. Sensations of body, sounds, and mental activity, all expressing the fundamental essential nature of impermanence and transitoriness. Nothing right or wrong about any of it. Nothing that should or shouldn't be happening. Profound depth of the middle way, all things have their place. Nature of awareness is choiceless. It simply receives all that's occurring. Sensations of breathing, sensations of body, sounds and mental activity all unfolding by itself in the open silence of the afternoon.